العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واغفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا وأخرج البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال من أحق بحسن صحابتي قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أبوك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاكرين والشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Lord of the worlds, Master on the Day of Judgment. May peace and salutations be on our beloved leader and guide, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the verse that we had mentioned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And Allah has decreed that you worship not except Him, and you be dutiful towards one's parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا If one or both of them attain old age while with you, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا And do not utter the word uff. Now here uff in the Arabic terminology refers to showing disrespect towards one's parents or to anybody for that matter. And do not repel them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا And speak to them, that is your parents, in a kind, respectful and honorable manner. وَقْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ And lower to them the wing of humility with mercy. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا And say, O Allah, have mercy on them, my parents, as they brought me up when I was small. Subhanallah. So, side by side, after worshipping Allah and no one else, the next thing Allah commands us that we should be dutiful towards our parents. We should respect our parents. We should honor our parents. This is the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then we find an incident in the time of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A sahabi by the name of Sayyiduna Alqama radiallahu anhu. He was on his deathbed and he was unable to recite the kalima. So the sahaba radiallahu anhum informs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sayyiduna Alqama radiallahu anhu is unable to recite the kalima. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that go find out if his father or his mother is alive and if they can come to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they are not able to come to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will go to them. So the Sahaba go out and they in search of the mother or the father of Sayyiduna Alqama radiallahu anhu. They come with the mother of Alqama radiallahu anhu. As soon as Sayyiduna Alqama radiallahu anhu's mother comes in the company of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gaze falls on her, he remembers. And then he takes a shawl and he puts it onto the ground and he tells her to be seated on that shawl. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu inquired, why has Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done this? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that this mother of Alqama radiallahu anhu is also my mother. She breastfed me when I was young. So this was not the biological mother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The woman who breastfed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed so much of respect and honor and making us sit on that shawl that he put on the ground. Subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses the question to the mother of Alqama radiallahu anhu. And he asks her, What was the life of Alqama radiallahu anhu? What he used to do in his life? So the mother of Alqama radiallahu anhu replies and says that he used to fast, he used to perform salah, he used to go for hajj, he used to do so much of good actions. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is between him and his creator Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What was your relationship to Sayyiduna Alqama radiallahu anhu? So the reply of the mother of Alqama radiallahu anhu was that he used to give preference to his wife over me, that is the mother. He used to give preference to his wife over me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because of him showing more respect and more preference to his wife over his mother, we need to punish him in this world. So it gets settled in the world, so in the year after, there's no need for any punishment. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to gather some firewood to burn Sayyiduna Alqama radiallahu anhu. When the mother hears this, she said, is this the punishment for my son? It's not going to happen. I cannot see my son getting burnt or my son being punished in this manner. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this is the punishment. But if you want, you forgive him and everything is done with. Everything will be over. There's no need for the punishment. So then the mother of Alqama radiallahu anhu says, I make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a witness. I make you, O the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a witness. And I make all those that are present in this gathering a witness that I have forgiven Sayyiduna Alqama radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. The mother goes through this kind of difficulty that she is given very less preference compared to the wife of Alqama radiallahu anhu. But at that juncture, at that point, she has it in her heart that my son will not get burnt. I have forgiven him. I have forgiven him. And she made all the people witness to this. So no sooner she says this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Alqama radiallahu anhu has recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So as soon as Alqama radiallahu anhu was forgiven by her mother, Allah made it easy for him to utter the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. After the kafan or the ghusl was complete, and the kafan, he was enshrouded in the kafan, and then as they come into the grave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands at the side of the grave and he says, Man faddala zawjatahu ala ummih fa alayhi la'natullah. That person who gives preference to his wife over his mother, may the curse of Allah be upon him. That is not my curse. That is the curse of the most merciful from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, the curse of Allah is on that one, that person who gives preference to his wife over his mother. So here we need to understand that when we are married and we have our wife on the one side, we have our mother on the other side, we have to keep both happy. We can keep the wife unhappy. On the other side, we cannot keep the mother unhappy as well. So we need to be moderate. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us how to do everything in moderation. Because if we give preference to our wives over our mother, then that relationship between us and our mother is going to be lost. But then again, having said that, that mother and every father, whatever difficulties they go through with their children, whatever pain the children cause them, they will never ever make bad dua for those children. They will always make dua for goodness and for protection of the children. Because they have that special love between them and the parents. So anyway, what we need to do is, we said keep the balance between the two and make both parties happy. Make the mother happy, make the wife happy as well. So moderation. So if we're going to do the first part where we show so much of honor and we listen to our wives and we disobey and do not listen to our mothers, that relationship is going to break. And if you do the other way around, where we only listen to our mothers and don't listen to our wives, then our marriage is going to suffer. So we have to weigh the situation and keep both happy, the mother happy and the wife happy as well. And when we do this, we're making our mothers happy. Like my mother wants to go somewhere and you say, okay, I'm going to go. So now you need to use wisdom, you need to use hikmah, that you tell the wife, you come with, or if you don't want to come, there's not a problem. I'm going to take my mother somewhere, or I'm going to attend to something of my mother or my father, whatever it might be. And they need to understand it. And the other way around, where we want to, if we listen to our wives, then at that time, we tell our mothers also, I'm going to take the wife somewhere. If you want to come, you can come along with. Or if you don't want to come, there's no problem with that. So in this way, we have a good understanding between the wife and the mother as well. So this is what we need to do in our lives. Always weigh the situation and keep both happy. Because if we're not going to keep both happy, we're only going to keep the one happy. The relationship between ourselves and our mothers are going to be broken. And if we only listen to the mother, then our marriage is going to suffer. So we don't want the marriage to suffer. We don't want the marriage to break. And we also don't want the relationship between the mother and the child to be broken. And as the verse as we had mentioned with regards to showing respect, Allah tells us and commands us to do this. So we should show great amount of respect and honor to our parents. Our mothers especially has got so much of difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari where a person comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inquires, tells the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best person and the most entitled for my well-being? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ummuk. He says, Thumma man. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your mother. Thumma man. Who next, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your mother. And he asks on the fourth time, Thumma man, who next, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your father. So emphasis is given to the mother because of all the difficulties, all the sacrifice, all the pain they go through for us. Before we even get conceived, and while we are in the womb of our mothers, they go through so much of difficulties, so much of pain, at the time of giving birth also, so much of pain. We won't understand this. One day, when we grow up, or those that have children will understand it. And those that don't have children, you will understand it later on in your life. Because for now, we take it, you know, our parents for granted. We don't, we talk to them in whichever way we want. We show disrespect towards them. We don't talk to them in a kind, respectful manner. For all the sacrifices that they have gone through for us. We had mentioned with regards to the mother's sacrifice, the father's sacrifices also. You have to go out, wake up early, go out and work and come back and do so much of other sacrifices. And also with that, the sacrifices when the child is born, when the child is unable to speak, unable to say what is wrong with him, the mother and the father are restless. What is wrong with my son or my daughter? Why is he or she crying? It might be this problem. Let's give this medication. Let us give this. Let us do this. They do all these things to get to make sure that the child is at ease and he stops crying. And this goes on for many months and sometimes years also, where the child is sickly and he cannot mention that what is wrong with him. So in this way, these are the kind of sacrifices that our parents go for us. And they do for us so much of sacrifices. And later on in our life, when we become parents, now we will understand, hey, my father did this when I was crying. When I had to go to school, my father had to work and, you know, pay the school fees and the madrasa fees and do this for me. When I needed money, my father was there for me. And whatever I wanted, my father was always there for me and always, attended to whatever I needed. So these are the kind of sacrifices our parents do. So we must never, ever show any kind of disrespect. It is mentioned that even if our parents are non-believers, non-Muslim, we should also show them great amount of respect. Why? Because they are our parents at the end of the day. And if they tell us to do something which is against the Sharia, then in a nice, respectful manner, we need to tell them, this I cannot compromise. But every other thing you want me to take you somewhere, do whatever need be for you, I will be at your service. In another hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is a narrator. He mentions, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, رغم أنف رغم أنف رغم أنف. قال من أدرك أبويه عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلم يدخل الجنة. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رَغِمَ أَنْفٌ May his nose be rubbed in the dust. Three times, may his nose be rubbed in the dust. May his nose be rubbed in the dust. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, Who's, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, That person who finds both of his parents or one of them, and he fails to enter Jannah. Meaning, how will he not enter Jannah? By not being in the service of his parents and by not looking after them. And remember, our parents are a blessing from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has granted them to us, so we need to show great amount of respect, great amount of honor, and respect them at all times. Even if they said something to us which we do not concur, we do not happy with, tell it to them in a respectful manner. And sometimes also just to be quiet is good as well. Because our parents, when we break our parents' hearts, we might feel something good. You know what, I told my father or I told my mother, whatever it might be. But their hearts get broken. And even if you look at that incident which we mentioned about Sayyiduna Alqamah radiallahu anhu, the mother and the father has it in their hearts that whatever happens, however my children treat me, I will still show great amount of honor. I will make dua for them. I will always keep them in my heart that nothing must befall them. Nothing evil must go to them. That is the parents' dua. And the parents' duas are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let it ever be that our parents make bad dua on us and then forever and ever we will be doomed. Because this is the great command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we should abide by and fulfill this command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is being dutiful towards our parents. There was one video that went on social media some time back where the son now, later on in his life, he grows up and he gets married and he has children. And after having children and he has his family, what he does, he takes his father and he makes him stay in a small little room at the back of the house. After all this is done, later on the son grows up and he starts drawing. And he makes a drawing of a house. And after making this drawing of this house, he draws big rooms and small rooms on that paper. So the father comes now to the son and says, now whose house is this? He says, no, this is my house. When I grow up, I'm going to have a big house like this. So he asks, now tell me whose room is here, whose room is there, and all the rest of it. So he said, no, this big room is here, is for my dada, my grandfather. And this small room here is for you. So the father, shocked, didn't know what to say. And then he realized that, hey, what I've done, I've put my father at the small room at the back of the house. So he goes and he brings his father and he puts his father with him in the house. Subhanallah. A small child makes the father realize whatever wrong he had done. In today's time, we know sometimes our parents, the elderly people, they want to be dependent. They don't want to depend on their children. So they want to stay alone. They want to be on their own, so they don't, you know, get involved with the son and the wife and the children. They don't want to get involved in all those issues. So if they want on their own, we should not allow that. But if it comes to that point where they want to and they insist, then obviously then we must try not even put them in those special care homes or in those pension homes, etc. We should build a small little room there in the kitchen, in the dining room, bathroom, toilet, in our land there, in our property, attached to the house or maybe even not attached. So in this way we can keep in contact with our parents, make sure if they need anything we are there for them. It must not be that nowadays we find the children not even worried about their fathers, about their mothers. They are staying somewhere else. They're not, phoning them. They're not at their service. Somebody else has to be at the service of these of the parents. So it is a very important thing that we must keep them close to us, so we keep the contact with them as well. And in this way, We know if there's anything they need, we must be there for them. Because like we had mentioned in the verse, and we make this dua, Allahumma rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh Allah, have mercy on my parents as they brought me up when I was small. So in that manner, because of all the sacrifices, all the difficulties they go through for us, we can, even by us doing all these other chores for our parents, we cannot even repay them. The mothers, our mothers, it has given us, even we're not talking about all the time she has breastfed us, one drop of milk, we cannot even compensate it with the money that we have. Because that is all the great sacrifices that our parents do for us. And also, do not use the sharpness of our tongue to our parents. Because our fathers and our mothers had taught us how to speak. Had taught us many things. So never ever show the disrespect in the way we talk to them. And also, on the last note, where we find in today's time, children are fighting for what? They're fighting for inheritance. But no one is fighting to keep the parents with them. And that is very sad. Really, it's very sad. But this is unfortunately happening. We must not worry about all the material of this world. The material of this world won't last for long. When our parents are gone, ask those people that have lost their parents, either one, the father or the mother, there's a vacuum. And they feel that uneasiness, they feel that loneliness, that I don't have a father, I don't have a mother. So we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He grants us the true understanding of what has been said, to practice righteous deeds and to abstain from evil. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant long life to our parents that are alive for the upliftment of the deen of Islam, so that we can serve them and those of our parents that have passed on. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make their grave spacious and fill it with nur. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Wa ma'alina illa al-balagh.